What is the bike size of Alberto Bechol? Hello everyone, I am Mika from dmcx.com, the website about the pro bike size and fitting and specification. It is a heavy, nerdy stuff, but I try to make it as a conversation like all normal educated people talk about at the cafe. We just talk about bikes. I am recording this podcast on Friday, the 30th of September, 2022. Alberto Bechol is a professional cyclist from Italy. He is racing with the team EF Education EasyPost since the season 2019. And as of the time of recording this podcast, he still has a contract up to the end of the season 2023. Now, Alberto Bechol is at the time of recording, he is 28 years old, and he did race Tour de France, where he did very well. Actually, to put it in perspective, 2022 is an excellent year for Alberto Bechol. He got a great result. He did race the Tour de France, which is, you know, for most of the pro riders, it is a holy grail, right? If you are a pro rider and people ask you, are you racing the Tour de France? And you say, no, it's kind of like you're an athlete and you don't go to the Olympics, basically. That's, anyway, you know this kind of story. So, yeah, he did very well at the Tour de France, actually. He did finish second on the stage and fifth on another stage. It's definitely, we saw him this year. It's great when you see a rider. When we see it, it's like the name pop up on a big race. It means the rider is in good shape. He's having a good year, a good time. So it is very good to see Alberto Bechol. The last couple of years were not as good as this year. He had an excellent year 2019 and 2016 previously. So yeah, he's been on the pro circuit for for a few years, and it is good to see him back to his good level. Actually, I should mention that in the introduction I said Alberto Bechol is racing with the team EF Education first since 2019. But the thing is, he started his career as a professional on the World Tour in 2014 with the same team, which was called the team Cannondale. And he stayed with them until 2017, and then he went away for, well, just 1 year and with BMC Racing Team, and then he's back, which means a lot. You know, it's great when a rider stays a long time with the same team. It's good for the mind. The rider don't need to try to adapt to a new team, to new bikes, to try to fit in and stuff. So when you see a rider staying long, many years, many seasons with the same team, it means first, of course, he fits well with the team, but it's also, it means the team is good. It's like a company, right? Like when you have a high turnover, well, it hints that something is wrong at the company. So it is the same here. When many riders of the team EF Education stay there for many years, actually, it is very interesting. And I like the team EF Education because they try different way of doing things. Sometimes it might look funny, but I mean, different than the bunch of the peloton. But it is nice to read and watch and listen to what is doing the team EF Education. Now, back to the most important, Alberto Bechol's bike. So since the Tour de France 2022, the team has is racing on the new Cannondale Super 6 Evo for the flat stage now. Anyway, it looks like they are going to keep just one bike for the 2023, as far as I can tell, because any race I'm watching after the Tour de France, they are on the Super 6, not on the System 6 somehow. Well, maybe the System 6 is overdue to a new one. Anyway, Alberto Bettiol is an excellent climber, so it makes sense that he's racing on the Super 6. So the size of his bike is a size 56, or M, if you want to use the American way of saying the size. So he's racing on the size 56. And he's on size 54. That's why I was checking. Excuse me, everybody. So today is Friday, right? So please forgive me. Alberto Bettiol is racing on the Super 6 size 54. It is obviously it is matching his recommended size from the manufacturer, because he's 1.80 meters, and Cannondale on its homepage is I'm seeing a trend here. The 1.80 meters rider, the recommended size from Cannondale for size 54 is from 1.70 meters to 1.80 meters. So again, with the riders of this team, it is very interesting. They are on the upper end of the size range, and they pick that size, which is usually pro riders tend to pick one size smaller. So it is very interesting to see that. Yeah, on the lap, not on the lap. Alberto is racing on the size 54, despite the fact that he could race on the size 56, actually, but he preferred to pick up that size. Size 54, the next size, upper size, is 56, and the next size down is a size 51. And the size 51 is recommended for riders from 165 centimeters or 1.65 meters to rider of 1.75 meters. And usually pro riders tend to go to the one size smaller. But here it is very interesting. Yeah, he's sticking with the size 54, despite that he's on the maximum recommended size for 100 meters. For 1.80 meters. So yeah, it is very interesting, but it works very well for him, of course, when we see the result. So of course, there are no two bike fit alike. If you are the same size as Alberto, if you are 1.80 meters, the frame size doesn't mean all. It all depends of your body ability to flex, to move. It's not only your size, static size, right? So, yeah. So this is giving us a ballpark, but do not buy the same size because you are the same height as Alberto Bettiol. Now, about Alberto Bettiol, there is something very interesting. His heartbeat at rest, the resting heartbeat of Alberto Bettiol, according to Whoop. Whoop is a company which sponsors the team EF Education. And according to Whoop, the resting heartbeat of Alberto Bettiol is 34 beats per minute at rest. Wow, 34, it's this is amazing. Wow. He got 2 beats of wow. It's just 34. I don't know how old you are out there and what is your resting heart rate. Just check and compare. It's amazing. It is amazing. Like, to give you a perspective of the advantage, I'm kind of like going away from the bike size, but it's just to recognize how great athlete is great or different is great and different than me, first of all, and most of us normal humans. On the Tour of Flanders 2019, which is a very tough race, not the Tour of Flanders, on the Milan-San Remo, which is a hugely, hugely demanding race. It's one of the longest race, right? It's being he raced for 6 hours 45 minutes, and his average heart rate is 124. It's just amazing. It is amazing. Just try it at home. Go for 330 kilometers and do it in 6 hours 45 with 124 average of heart rate. This is just mind-blowing. It's amazing, amazing. Anyway, back to the bike. So I will, of course, include all the details of the bikes on my homepage, themcx.com. So do not hesitate to visit the homepage and to see all the information about the bike size, fitting, and specification. If you are still here at this point, I give you a virtual high five and thank you very much. And I hope to catch you on the next episode.